Father, it is a real, real reality that as we look at our town that we live in, without a doubt, your goodness follows. And we receive the manifestation of your goodness, which is your light, the kingdom of light. So this morning, as we've been singing, we just thank you that we can go with confidence into our tomorrow, knowing, Father, that your goodness is very real. It's beyond our human definition of what goodness is. It's totally, totally bigger than that, more than that. So we want to thank you as by your Spirit you open up and let us see the evidence, let us see the working of your goodness all around us, that we can just partner with the words that we're saying and we can just surrender our lives and experience the goodness, your goodness, and to be able to say with every breath in our hearts and our lungs that you are a good God. So we thank you as you show and you invade the cities we're in. You begin to just let the reality of your kingdom become so tangible, touching lives, breaking the yokes and just enabling us to participate in your incredible quality of eternal life, everlasting life, that we can experience and know you as the incredible, true, true God and your Son, Jesus Christ. And so we thank you as you share again, leaning forwards and parting life to us and helping us to understand and to just to know you more and to just walk with you and to see you and be involved with you, participating in your divine nature. And this we thank you through Jesus. Amen. Amen. I'm going to start in Exodus chapter 33. And there's quite a few scriptures that we're going to go through this morning again. For those that are just visiting us, what we are doing is that there's a specific mandate right now for us to be praying for the children of God in this nation. And that is such a, and so John 17 is the portion of scripture that we've been using to be able to pray the prayer that Jesus has prayed for the believers. And so for our nation, in order for a nation to be touched by God, we know that the family of God need to be awakened and touched and be involved with what God is busy doing, because we are, as Paul Wright said, the pillar of truth. Hi guys. And so we've been doing that. Now, you may be experiencing something in your life that you may say, but what's happening? You may be experiencing that you've come to the place where you've realized how pathetic is all your plans. All your scheming to try and solve your problems, all the trying to make decisions and all, you know, just realizing that whatever you're trying is somehow is just not working out. That's a good place to be. And we praise God that we're in that place, because our little wisdom is not all that good, because the Spirit of God wants us to get to know the ways of God, not our ways. So you may be in that place where you've tried, you've planned, whether it's relationships, you're trying to figure out relationships, where you're trying to figure out finances, trying to figure out your career, the future, the purpose of God for your life, all of these things, you're trying to figure it all out. Today, thank God that you're in a good place. Thank God for His goodness. And it's a time where the Holy Spirit is going to just help us to have an understanding of why one experiences this, to be able to now move in and to begin to really know God in a way that we have never known Him before in every situation in our lives. Last Sunday I was sharing about a new, just knowing that we've moved into something that is new, that we haven't been before. Knowing that our wisdom, our ways, what we have known before is not going to be in this time we enter into. We have to know the ways of God in the way we're going. We've got to know how He wants to do things. We've got to know that He has spoken through His Son, Jesus Christ. And so we've got to know Jesus, the way, the truth, and the life, to be able to know God and His ways. And so we are now in the place where we have to surrender our struggles. We have to surrender all these things. I was, yesterday, I can't quite remember. But so much is happening within me that there's no understanding it. There's no words yet. It's just things that are taking place by the Holy Spirit. And all I could do is just go and not try and figure it out. And I say, Lord, here's my body. I offer it to You as a living sacrifice. That's all I have. Your will be done. I want to just know Your ways. Teach me Your ways. And I can walk in Your ways in what You are busy doing within my life. See, that's the time we've entered into. So if we're trying to figure out finances with the worldly system, if we're trying to figure out jobs and all this in the worldly system, it's going to be very tough, because we need to be able to experience the way of God, because there's the grace, there's the supernatural, there's the hand of God involved in these things. And for us to be able to learn to walk in the ways of God. Now, if we go back to Isaiah chapter 2, I'm just going to just quote that there, but Isaiah chapter 2 is when, years back, when God spoke to us about His purpose for our town, and He gave Isaiah chapter 2 as one of the scriptures in Isaiah chapter 4. In Isaiah chapter 2, because this is what we've entered into now, Isaiah chapter 2 speaks about the mountain of the Lord as being the chief amongst all mountains. And so we're speaking about His kingdom. His kingdom is the incredible kingdom of God. And last Sunday we were speaking about the advancement of His kingdom in our towns. And so the kingdom of God is really the kingdom that is the greatest kingdom. He is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. But He carries on and He says over there that many people will say, come, let us go to the mountain of the Lord so that He may teach us His ways and how we may live. And so it's a very now word for you and I to be able to come to the place where we need to, Lord, we need You to teach us Your ways. And so you'll find, as God has been working in our hearts, there's been so much stuff that we've had to unlearn. It's been church stuff. It's been religious stuff. It's been man-made tradition stuff. All these thoughts and all the stuff that we've had that protected our mind from all the kind of stuff. God has to had worked in us for a period of time so that we can get free of that and get to truth through His Son Jesus Christ, and understanding He is the way, and knowing that He is everything. And for us to be in that place where if Jesus is not here, then let's just pack up kind of thing. There's no use. And so we have had to get to the place where Christ truly is the foundation, the rock. He is our life. Because if we're wanting to experience the incredible Holy Spirit working and touching people's lives, we would easily teach them the way of Baptist, the way of Methodist, the way of in here, the way of my understanding of these things. And we can't do that. God loves the people too much, so He has to work in our lives to help us to unlearn stuff that is going to be danger to people that He's bringing into His kingdom. So our message is Jesus. And we're asking God to show us the way in His Son, because He is the way. So that when we speak Jesus, as we've been singing. We understand the life of Jesus, and we're giving them Jesus, because Jesus takes them to the Father, that they can experience the goodness of the Father and know what it is to be loved by the Father. So you might be in that place where it worked last week, it's not working anymore. You know you're in a good place, because the Holy Spirit is helping us to get to the place where we say, Father, my intellect, my knowledge, my studying, my this, my that, all, surrender that. Your mind is bigger than my mind, Lord. And I need Holy Spirit to share with me the thoughts, your thoughts, that I may know your way. And that's what today is about for us as we move with God in seeing how Christ is invading the city, his kingdom is advancing, how are we going to disciple, how are we going to minister, how are we going to touch people's lives. And we need to know the way of God, because we've always spoken about, as I shared, we've got our definition of love. God's definition of love is not the same as ours. You see, our mind is too small. Definition of God's goodness is not the same as ours. It's totally different. It's much bigger, it's pure. We were so contaminated with all our conditions and our understanding of these things and our life experiences and all that kind of stuff. So we need to know the ways of God when it comes to what His love is, what His goodness is, what His grace is, what His justice is, what His mercy is, and all these things. We need to begin to get to the place of humility and say, Lord, we thought we knew. Show us. Okay. So in Isaiah, so Moses, remember in Moses chapter, in Exodus chapter 33, God is now speaking to Moses and he's got to lead the people. And Moses prays a very, such a powerful prayer. And he says to the Lord, you have been telling me, lead these people. See, Jesus has spoken to us, whether it's a Great Commission or whatever you know that what he has said, shared with you. And this is why we've tried in many, many things to be obedient to our Lord Jesus. Just like Moses, you've told me to do this, but I need you to teach me your ways in this now. And that's the purity of the Holy Spirit. He's a Spirit of truth who shares with us what Jesus wants us to know. And so we open up to allow the Holy Spirit to minister to us. So you have been telling me, and I like the word, is like a continuous, you've been telling me. You know, so the Holy Spirit might be on your case telling you for a while now, lead these people, but you have not let me know whom you will send with me. You have said, I know you by name, and you have found favor with me. And if you are pleased with me, teach me your ways so that I may know you and continue to find favor with you. Remember that this nation is your people. Teach me your ways so that I may know you. See, that's the key. That's what the Holy Spirit wants us to be able to know God, His ways, to know Him in the decision making, to know Him in maybe it's relationships, whatever it may be. So when we are saying, Lord, teach us, show us your ways, teach us your ways, it's not just knowledge. It's to know Him, to experience God, to know the reality of God as Father, to know our Lord Jesus, to know Holy Spirit, to know the reality of God in His fullness. So we might be in a situation where someone's come and that they're needing whatever ministry it may be. And normally we would just say, oh, but now, oh, Lord, teach me, show me your way here. So that not only will I get to know you, but as I share, they get to know you. They get to know you, Father. Remember what Jesus spoke. What is eternal life? John 17 verse 3. This is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God. And to know the Son, Jesus Christ, the only true Son, Jesus Christ. So that's what the Holy Spirit is inviting us, so that we can really begin to know God in a way that we haven't yet known Him before. It's a deeper, it's an invitation to know Him more and more and more, because that's the growth from glory to glory. It's not just getting born again, it's a continuation of just getting to know our Father and learning what it is to be loved by Him. So he prays that and he says, please teach me your ways. Here we have another prayer by a parents, mom and dad, at the birth of Samson in Judges chapter 13. And now a miracle is needed, because the husband here is Zorah, and his wife is barren, childless. And the angel of the Lord appeared to her and said, "You are sterile and childless, but you are going to conceive and have a son." See, this is supernatural. This is something that it's of the Spirit. This is of our God, to know Him in a way. It's beyond our own physical solutions. He has a miracle that is needed. Our nation needs a miracle. The angel of the Lord appeared to her and spoke and said, "But you are going to conceive and have a son. Now see to it that you drink no wine or other fermented drink and do not eat anything unclean." And then it carries on and then gives the mother a destiny, because he's going to deliver Israel from the hands of the Philistines. So the mother gets an insight to what this child is going to be doing. And then she goes to her husband and shares with her husband this. But this is what the mother prays first of all. And the father. "But he said to them," the angel came back, "You will conceive and give birth to a son," and carry on and carry on. You know, the same thing over there. And then let me just get to the verse over here. Then Manoah prayed to the Lord, "O Lord, I beg you, let the man of God you sent to us come again to teach us how to bring up the boy who is to be born." And then the angel comes. And then they got up and they ran to this angel that came, and they said to him, Listen to this faith. When he came to the man, he said, "Are you the one who talked to my wife?" "I am," he said. So Manoah then asked, "When your words are fulfilled, what is it to be the rule for the boy's life and work?" When your words are going to be fulfilled. You see this incredible faith interaction with God here. No child, barren. But already, "Father, teach us your ways." Because when this is about to come, this child is about to be born, and they've got a destiny to deliver the Israelites from the Philistines, we need to know your ways in this situation. They had the tribe to teach them the ways. That was a normal way of rearing up children. But they knew, "No, God, you need to teach us your ways. That's common sense, but this, he has a divine purpose, he has a miracle, there's something that you're about to do in delivering us." God loves the people of our town. There's something about what God wants to do through you and I that's going to be supernatural. It's not just going to be the normal, it's the power of the Holy Spirit. Remember, the kingdom of God is not about just talk, it's also about the power of the Holy Spirit. So God wants us to come and say, "Okay, this is how I always did it, but now, Lord, teach me your ways, because you want to invade, you want to manifest, you want to see your kingdom advance, you want people to know you. Teach me your ways now." No longer what we used to do. So it's a sensitivity to Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit, this is the way you go. The silent voice of the Holy Spirit, we will know this is the way to go. So it's that sensitivity that we are being awakened to be able to hear what Holy Spirit wants to share with you and I, to be able to see the lives changed, and to move out of our own strength, our own abilities, and get back into Zechariah 4, not by might nor by power, but by Spirit, says the Lord God Almighty. The kingdom of God is a manifestation of Holy Spirit. And we are involved in seeking first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. We are involved in praying, Father, your kingdom come, your will be done. So we know that it's vital to be able to know the power of the Holy Spirit, because it's about the manifestation of the Holy Spirit as we walk in obedience and love and faith. And we start to see the ways of God. You and I will be seen as stupid and foolish, because the Holy Spirit will tell us to do something that's not the ways of church. It's not the ways of how it's always been done. But we walk because we love God, we obey Him, and we just go in faith and do what we knew God told us to do. And we start to see something profound. So it's I was speaking to the Lord and He was sharing stuff. And it was such a joy to know, don't fear, I'm with you always. Remember, never alone. Remember that, huh? Never alone, never on your own. No, but I'm with you always. And it's such a joy to know, as we've been sharing, that as God is doing something in our towns where we're staying, to know, Jesus, we're not alone, because you are with us. You know the joy in the victory, and even this morning I said, Lord, we've got this, eh? We've got this. You, who can come against you? We've got this. We can go for it. And that with that tremendous confidence, because Jesus has done it all. And for you and I, just by faith and obedience and love, and just to go with Him what He wants to do. The freedom of the absence of fear. We've got this. Because of our Lord Jesus Christ. He will never leave us nor forsake us. So Samson's parents pray and ask him, please teach us your way. We need to be doing that as well, asking God to teach us the way. Now when we go to 1 Corinthians chapter 1, let me just stop over there. 1 Corinthians, let's go chapter 2. No, sorry, we'll stick first of all in 1. And we read there in verse 18, for the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, the intelligence of the intelligent I will frustrate. And then it carries on about the wise philosopher, the wisdom of the age, etc., etc., and all of that. But he writes here, but we preach Christ crucified, a stumbling block to Jews and foolishness to Gentiles, but to those whom God has called, both Jew and Greek, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. For the foolishness of God is wiser than man's wisdom, but the weakness of God is stronger than the man's strength. And then he carries on. And then in chapter 2, verse 6 onwards, we do, however, speak a message of wisdom among the mature, but not the wisdom of this age or of the rulers of this age who are coming to nothing. No, we speak God's secret wisdom, wisdom that has been hidden and that God destined for our glory before time began. None of the rulers of this age understood it. For if they had, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. However, as it is written, no eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind has conceived what God has prepared for those who love Him. But God has revealed it to us by His Spirit. The Spirit searches all things, even the deep things of God. For who among men knows the thoughts of a man except the man's spirit within him? In the same way, this is profound, our human spirit knows what we're thinking. In the same way, God's spirit knows his thoughts. So how good are you in knowing your thoughts? Pretty good. The Holy Spirit knows the thoughts of the Father, and he makes it known to us. It's pretty profound the way Holy Spirit shares with you and I the very thoughts of the Father. The gift of Holy Spirit is such an incredible love gift that God has given to you and I so we may know him. Tender, enjoying grace, embrace the sensitivity, fellowship with Holy Spirit, that we may know the very thoughts of our Heavenly Father. And so the Spirit searches all things, not some things, all things, even the deep things of God. So nothing is hidden from the Holy Spirit. Even the thoughts of God is not hidden. He searches all things, even that, and I like that word searches. That's an incredible word, Holy Spirit searching. How do we try and hide things from the Holy Spirit? He searches. He's a good searcher. And it's just like, he just, and suddenly, whoa, Holy Spirit, you know. And he carries on and he writes here something profound. For who among men knows the thoughts of a man except the man's spirit within him? In the same way, no one knows the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God. We have not received, and this is the reality, the spirit of the world. And that's why, as I shared in the introduction, you may be in the place where you are so frustrated because all my thoughts, my plans, my ideas is just futile. There's nothing over there. That's the invitation. No, Holy Spirit, you know the very deep things of God about this situation. It's beyond me, and I need you to share. And the promise is that we can receive. We have not received the spirit of the world, but the spirit who is from God, that we may understand what God has freely given us. Let's go back in Ephesians 1 verse 3. Praise be to God who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realms in his Son Jesus Christ. You see? What we have been freely given in and through his Son Jesus Christ. Praise be to God. See, we're not hopeless people. We are not trying to find a way in the dark. We are in the kingdom of light. Christ is the light. He is the way. He's not lost. The Holy Spirit that we have received knows the very thoughts of God. He knows what our Father's up to. And we are the privileged people who have received the Spirit who is from God, not the spirit of this world, the philosophers of this world, the education of this world. We're in a kingdom, spiritual kingdom. We need to know how to operate and receive so that we can live in the reality of the kingdom while being on the earth. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. So this is very important for us. And so we read over here, we have not received the spirit of the world, but the spirit who is from God that we may understand. Again, show me your ways, God. The same, that I may know the same thing, that I may understand. It's an experiential, it's not just intellectual knowledge. This is that I may understand you. What is eternal life? To know God. So in our situation, we might be at a crossroads, we've got to make a decision. What is eternal life? That I may know God in this decision making. That I may know you, may have understanding of your ways, experiential, not just the knowledge, but knowing it inside within me, this is the way experiencing you. I think many of us can testify of, in whatever situation we may find ourselves in, we experience God in that. It's beautiful. You may know Him. So that we may understand what God has freely given us. Verse 13, this is what we speak, not in words taught in human wisdom, but in words taught by the Spirit, expressing spiritual truth in spiritual words. The man without the Spirit does not accept the things that come from the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, and he cannot understand them because they are spiritually discerned. The spiritual man makes judgment about all things, but he himself is not subject to any man's judgment. For who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. That's what we have. It's not we trying to find and seek and try and manipulate God. We have the mind of Christ because the Holy Spirit is within us. The Holy Spirit shares the deep things, the hidden things of the Father. He reveals it to you and I as the children of God. The Holy Spirit takes from Jesus. Remember last week? Jesus says, Father, all that you have is mine. All that I have is yours. So the very deep things of the Father, the Son has. And the Holy Spirit takes and shares with you and I as His children, that we may know the thoughts of God. You know, Psalm 139. Do we believe? You know, I asked that question on Wednesday evening with some folk. Do we believe? Look at Psalm 139. The thoughts of God. And we think we've got the solutions. Listen to what David, just worshiping God. And he says over here, how precious to me are your thoughts, O God. How vast is the sum of them. Were I to count them, they would outnumber the grains of sand. When I awake, I'm still with you. And so we see something so profound about the ways of God is that count the sand. It's God's thoughts. Praise God that we've come to the end of ourselves. Hey. Isn't that awesome? Praise God that we've come to the end of us trying to solve our life problems. Praise God that we can go like in Psalm 139. Let me read the verse before that. And he says, all the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. How precious to me are your thoughts. Praise God that we can come to the place we say, Father, where you and your Son Jesus and Holy Spirit wrote my life story. Though your thoughts are so, so big. If I just look at creation and I look at something so small like a flower, but what about your thoughts for me? Wow, God. And so David is so excited and he's worshiping God because he's realizing as he looks at creation, but God, your thoughts concerning my life, far, far bigger. And so I come to you and I say, Lord, I receive your thoughts. Show me your ways that I may live according to your will. Show me your ways that I can live out my life, what you have purposed me to live out. Show me your ways, Lord, that I can get free of all the other stuff that's captured me and I can say, yes, Lord, teach me how to walk in this ways. And that's why that profound statement in 1 John where God has put His Spirit in us to teach us the ways of God. The new covenant, I'll pour my Spirit within you so that now you will know the ways. You'll be moved to do the ways of God and live in the ways of God. The reality of the new covenant. So we are very privileged people to have Holy Spirit given to you and I. When Jesus says, when I leave, I'm going to ask the Father and He's going to give you Holy Spirit to come and dwell within you. And when He comes in you, then I and the Father will come make our dwelling to know God because the Holy Spirit is within us. So we want to thank God. So as we have the communion this morning, that's, we want to just thank Him. That through Jesus, He was the way and to the Father. He was the truth. He was the life. We can know the ways of our Father. Because remember Hebrews 1, verse 1 and 2, in the past God spoke to the people through various ways, through the prophets, but in His last days He has spoken through His Son, Jesus. He is the way. That's why we speak Jesus. And that's why the way, so whenever we're wanting to make a decision about life, guess where we're going to come to? Jesus, what's your way over here? Because in my decision making, I want to know you in this. I want to experience you. I want to know your life in this. I want to experience your nature, who you are in my decision making. Then we know we're walking in the way. So we want to celebrate the life of Jesus. We want to celebrate Him this morning. So Father, we thank You this morning for something that's beyond our understanding and comprehension. Your goodness is so, so big that You have given us Your Holy Spirit that we may know Your thoughts, the thoughts of God, You. That's quite something. We want to thank You that where You are leading us, Lord Jesus, where You are pretty involved in advancing Your kingdom and just touching lives, we want to thank You that in some incredible, miraculous way, because of Holy Spirit, we may begin to walk in Your ways. So I'm asking this morning that we might just be at that decision-making process right now. Lord, we might be at the place where we know Your ways, but there's a fear factor, and we're hesitant just to take that step out of the familiarity that we've known for so long. So today, I think it's good for us to be able to come to You, Lord, and put the comfort zone into the furnace of that which we are familiar with, and just take that next step in faith because of You with us, the author and the perfecter of our faith. So Jesus, thank You as we eat together and we drink together with You. Thank You for Holy Spirit that You sent as You asked the Father, and the Father sent Holy Spirit. Thank You. Thank You, Lord Jesus, for who You are and Your incredible reality of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We want to thank You that You have spoken to us that Your kingdom is chief amongst all kingdoms, and no matter the demonic kingdoms and man-made kingdoms and all those things, no, Your kingdom is upon 1947. Your kingdom is upon this nation, and we thank You for that. So as we eat, Jesus, teach us Your ways in the reality of the kingdom. And we receive this today and give You the praise and the glory for Your incredible love for us and what You have done in redeeming us. Amen. Amen.